NUE Mobile. Uniform Echo. Station in Tango Foxtrot. Really not audible, sir. Got so much white noise on your signal. All I got out of that was Tango Foxtrot. Also, the net starts in 2 minutes. Just want to make sure you're aware. Over. Station KO4 something Tango Foxtrot. Is that correct? UE clear.
Yeah, flip my radio on.
Good, just station was trying to get in, and all I got was KO4 something Tango Foxtrot. Not sure if he wanted me to check him in, but couldn't get him to come back to me. Over. A lot of white noise, so if you hear that during the net, you want to see if you can work him or something, but I just couldn't make him out. Over.
The keys of Lewis Shemeter Net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Wrist. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. There's a top Caesars Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? If so, please call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, W4DJW with one announcement.
Good announcement, Dave.
Sure thing. Thanks, Daniel. We will not be having the mini field day tomorrow. If you're wanting to make plans for something else, feel free to go ahead and do that. We did not have enough people volunteer to kick it off, but they're looking at a new date of June to give people sufficient time to make plans for the next mini field day. So just want to let everybody know we will not be having the mini field day tomorrow. W4, check me in. Negative, negative, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net. W4DJW back to net control.
Okay, I'll go ahead. I would like to recognize W4DJW. That is Dave and Greer. Does anyone need any fills on Dave's announcement? Call KJ4WZM or W4DJW. I don't hear any, so at this time I'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-in. So I tell you what, folks, we have a bunch of them tonight. Often in two sections. Give me 1 second. I'm going to try to pull a place marker here. Off of pre-net check-ins tonight, it looks like I've got 19 of them. I'm going to read off the first 10 and then the next 9 after that. We've got W4FCM, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest, and for IEI, Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4MRA, that is Fred over there in Germany. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KO4WWZ, that's Chandler in Easley. WU2T, Rusty in Moore. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KL4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KG4PFI, that's Don. and KG4QLQ as well as Linda there in Piedmont, and KI4RDL, Kenneth and Travis Rest. And for anyone keeping track of net numbers, that was 19 for them. Dave is 20. You can call me 21. And I'm going to go ahead and make a call for Echolink Stations now. Echolink Stations only if you'd like to check into the Bluish 2 meter net. Call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Please check in Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steven Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey Bravo Bravo. That's KG4WBB. My name is Steve. I'm home in Martinez, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone.
In Georgia, I missed that.
Kilo Germany 4 Whiskey Bravo Bravo. KG4WBB.
Call. I know you're in Georgia. I was missing your town name. That's all. And I'll recognize y'all in just a second. Recognize CAN4VWA. That is Steve and Inman. And KG4WBB. Another Steve. He's over there in Georgia tonight. That does it for Echolink Stations at this moment. I got one more that just popped on. I'll make one last call for Echolink Stations. Echolink Stations only, call KJ4WZM, or you can send a text message on Echolink.
Net control, check in AA4QS, Don, and M4DME, Paul. Wind cold, we'll be negative, how about that?
AA4QS, that's Donald, and M4DME, that's Paul. They're over there in Tocoa tonight. And KN4RJN, John from Brown Summit, North Carolina, on Echolink text message. At this time, I'll go ahead and begin with the regular roll call. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform through Zoo. U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
ZM. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, SK4XB, name is Tommy. I'm in southern Greenville County, and I'll be negative and negative, and I believe the Steve GBB down in Martinez, Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. That was Martinez.
SK4XB, that is Tommy in southern Greenville County, and Tommy, I do appreciate the relay on that. I also received a text message from him as well on Echolink a little bit ago, so I went ahead and wrote that in. I do appreciate the relay on that. I thought that's what it was, but I had never heard of it before, so I didn't know if I'd heard it right or not, but I do have that corrected. Thank you on that, Tommy. Any other stations, U through Z, call KJ4WZM.
This is KE0ZUX, Kilo Echo 0, Uniform X-ray, Mount Pisgah in Atlanta. Only comments are that we're safe from the wildfires up here. We're going to have burn down in the valley. Hope everybody's having a good evening, and 73 is all on that.
UUX, could you come one more time with your name and location? I kind of missed that.
Hi guys, yeah, I'm in Mount Pisgah here in Canton, North Carolina. I'll be on Mount Pisgah in. My name is Joe,
that would like to recognize KE0UUX. That is Joseph over there at Mount Pisgah. And Joseph, enjoy your stay up there. Sounds like you just said you're up there where all the fires are going on. I haven't yet been up there. I have no idea what it looks like now, but hopefully everything is okay, and hopefully nobody lost houses. I don't know anything about that area as far as what the fire did. That was in there, way down in the noise. If anyone could relay that station in, or if that station could come again, I'd definitely appreciate it. Call KJ4WZM. 4VPI. That is Josh and Taylor's. Alright, one last call for Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Extreme Internet, call KJ4WZM. Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Extreme Internet, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Evening, Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight.
KJ4WZM. Daniel and everyone on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, David, currently mobile in Greenville, headed to Taylor's. Negative and negative.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling and pickings, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Bill. Daniel, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Control. Kilo 3, Juliet, Tango, Delta, K3JTD, Jim and Union. No traffic, in and out.
Nice. KK4DMW, that is Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena. And KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're over there in Piedmont tonight. KB4CBA, that is David. Mobiling around in Greenville, headed towards Taylor's. You be safe out there on the mobile, David. It's been a hectic day out there. K1CJW, that is Roland and Pickens, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, and a station I have not had to check in with me before, K3JTD, that is Jim over there in Union. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Jim. Not sure if you're in the area or just visiting, but this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., 365 days a year, so we would be overjoyed to have you continue to check in with us if you can. We'll try Alpha through Delta one last time. A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Neil, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KB2 BYQ, that is Dave and Easley. We'll go ahead and move up the alphabet now to E through H. Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Hello, and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
4WZM. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee,
N4CHY, Keith
and Seneca, negative and negative, getting
in
a little late.
4WZM, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Daniel, thank you for calling the net.
4WZM. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Daniel. Hope you had a good week.
Nice. N4HHC, that is Warren and Taylor's. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. KF4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. And KC4EZM, that is Harry in Kindler. And Harry, I did have a good week. I also had a long week. Most of the days this week, I worked 13 to 14 hours. Thankfully, not longer than 14 hours, but I had two of those days. So those were long days, but today was shorter. It was about 12 hours today. 4H, Echo to your hotel. Call KJ4WZM. L, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
KK4JFO, that is James in Tuxedo. Any other stations, I through L, India through Lima, call KG4WZM.
For WZM.
Daniel, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Make her home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
K4JBQ, that is Larry, and KC4MFK, that is his wife, Miss Donna. Larry, please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Haven't seen y'all in a long time, and hope both of y'all are doing well. We'll try Mike through Papa next, M through P. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Shooter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Checking Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 Daniel with all the net. I'll be negative and negative.
WX-ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo. WX-2, PJR, Paul at Mount Pisgah Inn, where I work. Yeah, we got that little fire going on down in the valley. Kind of under control, I guess, but sort of. Like 172 acres, I think, is on fire right now. But anyways, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Back to net, WX2PJR. KO4NNH, that is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. Fred, don't work too hard tonight. Hope you're doing well and hope that you're enjoying your job. Next up, I have WX2PJR. That is Paul over there at the Mount Pisgah Inn as well. Paul, I got a question for you in a second. And next up, I have K4OIM. That is Walt and Inman. And Walt, you are sounding better and better and better every time I hear you on the radio. You're actually most of the way back to the way you were before. Oops, I dropped my phone. You are sounding really good now, and I'm very, very glad to hear the progress. Hope you're doing well. I actually came through the Inman and Campobello area today, driving back from Spartanburg. I took 26 to 11 and came in that way. So I went right through Campobello, right by Inman, and crossed Lake Bowen. I was over in your neck of the woods a couple hours ago. Hope you're doing well, Walt. Hey, I do have a quick question for you. How many folks are there over there at the Mount Pisgah Inn working right now? What are y'all doing? Let me see. Probably about, gonna say 30 of us. Some of them do housekeeping. Others do, work at the gift shop, the convenience store. I'm a cook in the actual restaurant, so that's what I do. Ended up getting the night off, or the day off, so, which is pretty good. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. But yeah, there's a few of us up here working. I also have a few maintenance people that do things and all that as well. WX2PJR.
The station that had checked in from Mount Pisgah a little bit ago, is he with y'all?
He is. He's my roommate, actually. So, yeah, we're both hams. So, but anyhow, yep, that's, he was able to check in before me since he had to get other, the UX call. Anyway, WX2PJR. That's really neat. I didn't know it was up there. I've been up there before, but mostly just riding my motorcycle up there. I haven't really stopped and seen that place. So it's pretty neat. I didn't know it was up there. Actually, I may have been by. Yeah, I've been by. I have to actually, trying to remember the direction. It's right on the parkway, though, and there's a whole lot of stuff there. I've been by it before. Well, thanks for satisfying my curiosity on that. I was just curious. It's been a long time since I've been over there. Anyways, I guess I'll continue on with the net. Let's see. I'm trying to think here. Any other stations? Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Mike through T, the patient group. If y'all would like to check in, call KJ4WZM.
K4WZM. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
KJ4WZM. Check in KO4QLG. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, 99.
D8, RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, in Brevard, North Carolina. The name is Ed. No traffic, no comments.
AJ4WZM. Kilo India 4. Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
Hi, WN4S, that is Chris and Lyman. KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. WD8RON, Ed and Brevard. And KI4THV, that is Danny and Traveler's Rest. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up through alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Cheap Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Net control. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel N. Taylor's, and I'm negative and negative.
K4WZM, this is KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. We'll be negative and negative tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
That's KI4THV. That is Danny and Traveler's Rest. KI4DTY, Daniel and Taylor's. And KI4NUE, Chad and Campobello, and his wife Anna. KI4RYP, also in Campobello tonight. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, KN4RJN. How you doing, Daniel?
Hi, John. How are you?
This is KN4RJN. Just another day in paradise. I understand you've been working hard there, brother.
Sure, I have. I've had some really long days recently. One of my long days was Wednesday. I knew Wednesday was going to be a long day when I picked up my second load of the day at 3 p.m. I drive a truck, and I'm basically in the Greenville area. I picked up my second load of the day at 3 p.m. and I was like, where is this going? They're like, oh, it's going down to Columbia. So I went down to Columbia. I left out at 3 p.m. Then I came back. That was a long day. I actually clocked out around 9 o'clock. So that was 14 hours that day.
You're working too hard there, brother. You need to you need to find another line of work or something.
I hear you. But I would have loved to have these hours back in the wintertime. See, there wasn't much to do then. It was kind of cold outside. It was dark all the time. There was nothing to do. So that would have been pretty fun in the wintertime. Go work a whole bunch. It's already dark when you leave out in the morning and dark when you come back. So you might as well just have half your day in the dark then, I guess. But nope. Just pretty much worked daylight hours in the wintertime. So I had some short hours in the winter, but now that it's summertime, I still go to work in the dark and come back in the dark. So, watch the sun go all the way across the sky.
Well, if you're working daylight hours, just be glad you're not further up north. You know, I saw a friend up in Alaska, and she posted on Facebook the other day that the other day was the first day that the for the summertime that the sun did not set.
Oh, ouch. Yep, that's going to be a long, long, long summer. Going to be a while until they see sunset again. That's got to be northern Alaska, and it gets stupid cold up there in the wintertime. I was reading recently that their record low is around 80 below zero, 80, 81, something like that.
Roger that. It'd be a nice place to summer, but I don't think I'd want to travel up there anything past about August to September.
It's coming in, and that's a little too much to handle. I'm kind of curious. I looked up Brown Summit about 2 months ago, and I've been meaning to ask you. It's on the, looks, if I remember, it looks like it's on the other side of Charlotte, like kind of northeast of Charlotte, actually. Like maybe way east of Charlotte. Is that correct?
We're just a little north of Greensboro, between Greensboro and Reidsville, I think is the name of the town up there. It's screaming metropolis, has a gas station, a church, and a Dollar General.
Wow, okay. It's the same size as the town that I work in, Dacusville. Dacusville is that same size. They have a Dollar General. They kind of, sort of have a gas station. Yeah, they do have a gas station. I take that back. They do. A little Sunoco, I guess it is, and they have a church, too, and a fire department. Y'all probably have a fire department, too. I think they have a school that's right there, too. I don't know if it's an elementary school or a middle school, but it's also on that main little drag there. They don't have a traffic light. They don't have a four-way stop, either, but they do have a speed limit reduction. It drops to 35 through town, and the rest of it's 55 out both ends.
Roger. Oh, we have a post office, too, but we don't have a stoplight either. We do have a railroad track that runs right through the middle of an intersection there that kind of screws up traffic every once in a while. But yeah, we've got a post office, a Dollar General, a church, and a gas station in the, quote, downtown area, and then subdivisions and whatnot out in the air. But our I think our fire department comes out of the next little town up the road, which is Somerville.
Does Brown Summit have a summit? Is it a higher point or not really? That area is sort of flat, actually. When I've been through the Greensboro area, it's kind of rolling type hills. I've never really seen anything tall.
Well, no, not around here. It's pretty flat. I don't know why they call it Brown Summit, except that when we go into Greenville, we have to go downhill somewhat. So Greenville's kind of down a little bit lower, but we're up a little bit higher. But I wouldn't call it a summit. I would barely call it a hill.
That's pretty funny right there. I remember when I was first calling the net, you check in from Brown Summit, and I was like, oh, John, up on Brown Summit. And then I looked on the map, and I was like, there's no mountains near there. So now I've said over there in Brown Summit. See, everybody else in the, that checks in from North Carolina checks in from the mountains that are pretty much in my backyard. I'm barely in South Carolina. It takes me less than 10 minutes to be in North Carolina. James, up on the mountain in Tuxedo, is about a 12-minute drive from my house. He's real, real close to my house, actually. And he could pick me up on reverse, I'm sure of that, except for it's kind of zigzaggy and little hills block the way, so it's not quite line of sight. But if he was a little higher in elevation, she's right at the bottom of the mountain, actually. If he was a little higher in elevation, he could probably pick me up on reverse. But those mountains there, That's, we have Pinnacle Mountain, which is very close to James as well, real close to James. That's another, you know, Summit, Pinnacle, stuff like that. So I figured it has to be not too far away, but nope, couldn't be more wrong about that. Everybody else from North Carolina is up in the mountains, but then you're way out from there.
Roger, that's why I have to check in on Echolink. There's no way I can hit the repeater from here. In addition to the distance, there's a few mountains in the way. But yeah, I don't know how it got the name Brown Summit. But then, by that token, I went to college in Indiana in a town called Terre Haute, which is French for higher ground, but it sits in the Wabash Valley, so go figure.
That's pretty good. That's really neat. The Wabash Valley, is that where the Wabash Cannonball came from, too?
Probably, I don't know. But, yeah, the town is called Terre Haute, which means higher ground, but it actually sits in the Wabash Valley. And, of course, that section of Indiana is flat as a pancake anyway. You don't get into any hills in Indiana until you get down closer to Kentucky and down along the Ohio River, and then it starts getting kind of hilly. But the rest of Indiana, the further north you go, the flatter it gets.
And all through Indiana. But I've definitely been in that part of Indiana. And if you call that hilly, wow, then Indiana is very, 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 very flat, because I've been through that part of Indiana, and it was nothing but basically flat cornfields and stuff like that. Ohio, same way, very, very flat. Matt, tell you what, I drove through Ohio one time, and the only part of Ohio that has anything like mountains is real close to West Virginia and Pennsylvania over there. Everything else in Ohio is flat. I drove for hours without seeing anything that I could even look at and call a hill. Indiana was the same way when I drove through there. Just very, very flat. I didn't even realize there was so much flat country on this side of the Mississippi River. But I tell you what, that'll do it right there.
Roger, you can drive from eastern Ohio clear to St. Louis on I-70, and the only elevation you'll see is an overpass going over the road. There's a whole lot of flat out there. If you want to talk flat, go out to Oklahoma. We used to watch I was living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we could watch the weather coming in from the west 3 days out. I mean, it was flat as a pancake out there.
22. Now, Oklahoma does have a funny mountain range. I mean, instead of the mountains running north to south, they run east to west. That's another interesting thing is Oklahoma is the only state in the United States that has mountains that run east to west instead of north to south. They're not really big, but they're there.
I wouldn't call them mountains. large hills, maybe, but yeah. When the winter time, especially when the wind blows, when they say, you know, when the wind comes screaming down the plain, they aren't kidding. The only thing between you and the North Pole is a barbed wire fence.
I've watched some blizzards and things come across the plain states before and seen videos of the blowing snow. And I tell you what, I don't know about all that. I've never been in the plain states during wintertime, but I bet it sure is something else with all that wind coming in and out of Canada and bringing blizzards and blowing snow and stuff like that. That would be something else. And I'm thinking about going back out over the road someday, driving long distance again to KJ4 or WZM. But I don't know that I'd be looking forward to wintertime.
This is KN4RJ, and Roger, I don't think I'd go out there in the wintertime. I've been there in the wintertime, and it's not fun. Like I said, nothing between you and the North Pole but a barbed wire fence, and that wind does come screaming down the plain, but summertime's pretty nice out there. Although the day we left Oklahoma, the weather was 90. That described the temperature, the wind speed, and the humidity.
I've seen 80 here. 80 temperature, 80 humidity, and 80 wind speed. 2009 or 2010, we had a horrific heat wave come through here. and we had daytime high temperatures near 110 degrees here. And it came equipped with these organized thunderstorms, affectionately referred to as derechos. And those came through and laid down some serious winds, anywhere from 70 to 80, 85 miles an hour, straight line winds. And those came through here with quite a disturbance, that's for certain. I've seen a lot of wind damage come through from that. Some hail too, but the wind was something else.
Roger, this is KM4RJ. And yeah, it's kind of like sitting in a blow dryer when it's hot, windy, and humid. that's not a pleasant thing, but roger that. Well, it's about time for second shift to show up. So it was good chatting with you there, Daniel, and I'm going to say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, good talking with you, John. You have yourself a good one. I'll holler at you later on down the log. KN4RJN, KJ4WZM, 73s to you. Thanks for hopping on. KZM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do I have any additional check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM.
For WZM. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative. Thanks.
K4LWE, that is Larry in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in, Larry. Hope you're doing well tonight. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Last call for the night before I type up my net report. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Alpha 3 Zulu, call KJ4WZM. WZM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Other things to check in. Will now return the repeater back to normal AMG 73 to everybody. God bless and good night.